Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Cardi B, Brandy, J.R. Smith, and more are already obsessed. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. You're listening to Money Making Conversation. It's time for our next guest. She is the CEO of WM Stone Enterprises and the first African-American woman licensed to solely own a developmental and multicultural NASCAR team. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Melissa Harville LeBron.
Good morning.
You talking about you were nervous. Melissa, how you doing there, Miss Nervous?
I am fine. I am snowed. We're becoming snowed in up here in New York once again.
I know. That's like the fourth major snowstorm, correct?
No, this is number five.
One off. I was there last week, so I'm glad I missed it. Now I want to bring up a quote right now. It says that right now you have a NASCAR team, which is the Wheeling All American Series that runs in the Wheeling All American Series Division One. I read your goal is to impact all forms of motorsports worldwide. Right now you're NASCAR. That's a big want. Why do you want to do that?
That is true. But we've advanced since then. We also are in Camping World Truck Series. We're in the Nationals now.
Okay. See, nobody updated my information. So all I know is that you're at NASCAR. Now you're in the Truck Series. So I'm just going to, because this is a very expensive sport that you're doing, Melissa. So now you started in NASCAR. What made you want to go into the Truck Series?
Going into the Truck Series is the beginning stages of Nationals.
Yes, ma'am.
That's where you start to stretch your legs and really start to feel the impact of how expensive the sport is, but also how lucrative the sport is as well.
Mm-hmm.
We can only elevate from there, which is going into the Xfinity Series and then up to, the grand echelon of Monster Energy Series. I'm sorry.
Right. It'd be amazing because when You got booked to the show. I immediately just started doing my homework because, you know, all because there's so many levels of NASCAR. You know, the Dale Earnhardt and the Jimmy Johnson. That's NASCAR Cup. And now you're in the Division I series. Like you say, you know, learning the process, getting everything right, but still very, very expensive. I want to break everybody. And if you, since you elevating your game so much, I'm gonna just talk about the NASCAR team that I was aware of that you started with. Let me see if it's changed. Okay, your original NASCAR racing team is the first ever to consist of two brothers from two different ethnicities and minority classes, hailing from the Northeast and under the age of 21. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Well, now you're a little behind in time because now they're 22.
I've never been behind the time. Okay. Listen, I've never been behind the time. Whoever booked this, I'm going to get on them now. Now, yep. your crew team, you have an active duty Marine whose pit crew has active and disabled veterans. The great thing about that was that when I say about the disabilities and, you know, you really want to give everybody a shot of getting recognized that they can do the job too. And that's important to your brand, correct?
Very much so.
And then you have a first experience and celebrated driver, like I said, with a disability. You're currently developing two female drivers for the developmental series. Okay.
Yes.
Why is that important? Female drivers. I know Dana Kirkpatrick.
Female drivers. Well, you know, you don't see any female drivers in NASCAR. We had Danica.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say any. You see very few.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
You do not see any women of color
mm-hmm.
behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm in a very unique position where I'm able to nurture and develop the careers of young women who want to race just as much as everybody else, but they don't know how to get started. So I have been, oh my God, overwhelmed with so many phone calls.
I know.
And, you know, just, you know, I've always dreamed of racing, how I get started. You know, people thought I was crazy. And then I see you and you affirm my belief that, you know, I can do it as well. So we are looking to develop new talent and bring new talent to the track. And, you know, if I'm the segue, I'm the segue. You know, God put me on this path for a reason.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about it, you know, when they make a mistake, that's a crash. So, you know, you know, that's a difficult part of bringing people along and making, because it's about expenses, about skill set. How do you recruit? How do you look at new talent? How does that work in your world?
We're meticulous in who we align ourselves
yes, ma'am.
With. I've had a couple of suggestions, I should say recommendations from NASCAR that would, you know, make our team well-rounded. They were very talented drivers that
mm-hmm.
did not have an opportunity. More so, I believe it was because they didn't truly know how to market them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, they're having some marketing issues now.
Right.
Trying to relate to our culture. You know, it's unfortunate for them, but it is wonderful for us because we can communicate to our demographics and, you know, usher them into the sport easily, because, you know, we are a true reflection of our community that
mm-hmm.
we represent.
You know, it's really interesting because I'm a big fan of NASCAR. I've been, you know, Jeff Gordon, all-time fan of Jeff Gordon. And I've been to the tracks, and I know there has been a pressing need because I'm based in Atlanta. So I know it's always been a pressing need or desire to get more African-Americans, more minorities to attend these events. And how do you help that out? How do you communicate? Like, this is a great forum. I'm an African-American. My audience is predominantly African-American. So people are hearing about your brand, and I want them to get excited. I want them to go to the sport. Going there other than just to see you, why would an individual want to attend the sport?
Oh, my gosh. NASCAR is the most physically exhilarating sport ever. I tell people all the time, I said, if you don't, they're like, oh, it's just going in around a circle and they have an occasional crash. I said, are you kidding me? Every time that whoosh goes by with that giraffe, I said, you feel it. It rattles
your toes.
It really
does.
You know, I said, you know, it's exciting. You know, you really are waiting there with bated breath, waiting for the next go around to feel the roar of those engines. I said, you know, and everybody's there for the exact same purpose. It's unity. Absolutely.
It really is, because, you know, it's really interesting, because if you just look at one spot and just watch those cars just come in front of your eyesight and leave your eyesight, it's really a blur. It's really a blur.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, it's amazing. You know, we drive around in streets, you know, 35 miles an hour, might get up to 75 miles an hour. They have no clue to how fast these people are going. And they have to, and they got other people right next to them, in front of them, right behind them. That's a skill set that is amazing to me. And scary.
That's right. You know, you're looking at, you know, anywhere from 185 to 200 miles per hour, and I mean, there's about the space of a hair between them. Sometimes they ride on top of each other, but it is. I mean, it's an amazing sport.
You know,
Here's the funny thing about it.
Here's the funny, because I'm doing my little research, you know, about NASCAR. Now, NASCAR tires don't have treads on them.
No,
but you know, in the streets, they tell us we got to have treads on our tires. but they said that not having treads causes the cars to grip better.
That's so right.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, now why I don't have my tires go bald, I got to change them. In the street. NASCAR, bald is in. You want a bald tire.
Yes. That you want your tires to be as gummy as possible. That's why you see them zigzagging. They've worn those tires up because they need to be able to grip, you know. There's the physics and the aerodynamics that go into keeping that car, that race car, at that rate of speed on the track, on the ground, mm-hmm. and it not going airborne.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Okay, now, because I think, you know, we're getting in a groove now, Melissa, okay? your first experience, your first sponsored race was February 16th. Walk me through the whole process a little bit here, and the listeners, about, you know, getting the team there. Where were you at emotionally? And how exhausting was you at the end of the event?
Okay, so we had been preparing for this since the year before last. So mm-hmm. it was really just a matter of activation. Mm-hmm. It was 16 days, literally, from the time I met the team that would run my race for me, mm-hmm. will run my race with me, to the time we got on a track. It was 16 days. So we were prepared to no end. I was telling people, I said, I feel like I'm getting married again, where I didn't get a chance to enjoy the wedding. I was so glad to get the first one over and done with, because there was so much preparation.
Yes,
and
it is
emotionally and physically taxing on you, you know, because people are watching. As even though we didn't do a lot of press for it, but people that knew that we were coming, and even myself, I said, you know, I don't want to publicize it.
Right.
And then we have a mistake. I said, so if we're going to make any mistakes, you know, let's do it kind of, you know, without all the eyes on us. And, you know, we'll troubleshoot and then go back it and then really hit it and publicize it. You know, but it was a lot. It was from getting the uniforms, getting the driver's seat done, getting the driver, the logistics of it all. It was a lot. It was a lot. When I tell you, I was exhausted. All I could do was pray. I asked God. But
let me ask you this, Melissa. How did you get involved? I got to ask that question because, you know, this is NASCAR. This is not NBA, NFL, baseball. This is NASCAR, predominantly white attended sport. How did you get excited about it? How did you get engaged?
Overall, or just for the race day?
Just try to get the NASCAR team to say, I want in. Okay. I want to commit my money.
My original background is in the music industry.
Yes, ma'am.
I've always had some type of involvement, from being an intern to actually working for a music label.
Mm-hmm.
My job was artist development. I came to NASCAR through literally an artist development deal. I was asked to work on a project for an aspiring driver.
Mm-hmm.
I was producing an anthem track for this aspiring driver. Unbeknownst to me, the driver was having some marketing issues with NASCAR, and they needed some assistance. We developed a marketing plan that was presented to NASCAR at an executive board meeting. So, you know, that was straight to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it really broke down the value of having this driver. It broke down how to approach a demographic that NASCAR is not represented in at all, and also being able to sustain this new demographic with creating initiatives within NASCAR and with this driver in mind. Unfortunately, we weren't able to continue with the driver, mm-hmm. but it did solidify my relationship with NASCAR.
Okay, Melissa, hold that thought. We're going to come right back with more information about Melissa and the first African-American woman licensed to solely own a developmental and multicultural NASCAR team. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. I'm on the phone with the snowed in Melissa Harville LeBron, first female African-American female owner of a NASCAR developmental and multicultural team. Melissa, how are you doing in that snow country called New York?
It is freezing and the snow is truly piling up again.
We're good. You know, here's the thing. You was breaking down how you got engaged into the process of NASCAR, and they saw a tremendous opportunity in creating this relationship with you. And now you're in. Now let's talk about your background. You hinted on it a little bit about your music background, and you're the CEO of WM Stone Enterprises. Tell us about that, so we can now let's find out about Melissa a little bit. I talked about this groundbreaking NASCAR team that you have. Let people know about your journey.
Well, my journey, WM Stone is my grandmother's name. Mm-hmm. And I swear to you, my business did not turn around until I gave my grandmother full acknowledgement of her teaching me to be a businesswoman, to be an entrepreneur, and to think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. So that's what WM Stone represents. That WM Stone is the holding company for all of my businesses.
Absolutely. Can you mention your businesses?
I own, of course, the racing team,
yes,
Eastern Northeast Motorsports,
mm-hmm.
and I have Kutra Music Group, which mm-hmm. is a boutique music label. Well, not so much boutique anymore. We've grown mm-hmm. tremendously. So we have distribution with Bungalow Universal that mm-hmm. we're very proud of.
Congratulations.
We have a number of, thank you. We have a number of wonderful relationships. The Fifth Ward TV show, an executive producer for the soundtrack. So we're
shout
doing,
to Houston,
we're
Texas.
Something.
Shout out to Houston, Texas.
Yes,
I was aware because you guys were doing a screening in Las Vegas that you
uh-huh.
That you're going to be a part of, because one of my best friends, Jaylene Mack, and the director, I know both of them.
Uh-huh.
So I knew you, Melissa, before you knew me, okay?
That's wonderful. Yes.
And so entertainment plays a major role in what you're doing in your life and what you've done in your life. And so you mentioned that I heard some little kids in the background. So I know you have three biological kids, and then you have four additional kids that you've taken a guardianship of. That's seven.
Yes.
On top of your NASCAR world, on top of your booming Fifth Ward TV world, and on top of your record music label world. Okay, now, really, I'm tired of talking to you, Melissa. I had one child, and I did me in. You got seven of them, and I saw some I heard some young voices in the background over there too.
Oh yeah, the youngest one is three, and he's been locked out the room, and he's waiting to get back in because he probably want to go back to sleep knowing him. But yes, I'm raising my sister's three little boys and my baby brother's daughter. Thank you.
You got to step up. You know, you got to step up. That's a major part of what I'm doing, money-making conversations. Just to provide information and step up, and it's free information. That if I can take the information I give and be successful, then we all win. And that's all you're doing.
That's right. With these three little boys.
You're saying, look, if I don't step up, then somebody else is going to raise him. That was one of those classic moments in the movie Black Panther. You know, when he left that boy at the beginning of that movie, and then you saw who he turned out to be. That shows you do not allow somebody else to raise your child, another community to raise your child, because that can create negative influence. So I applaud you for that moment in life. Now let's get back to this expensive NASCAR, the tires, the fuel, you know, when you have a wreck, the engine, plus you got to pay for the food. food, the travel. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like some more kids. Sounds like you got another family over there. I said all the magic words. Food.
But you know what? Close. It's the only kid that pays you back.
Oh, there you go.
It is the most lucrative sport. So it's the only kid that pays you back.
That means you talk about sponsorship. How do you get some sponsorship, and what are the responsibilities of you to your team, to the people that sponsor your team?
Well, we have some managers that go out.
Yes, ma'am.
They have business-to-business relationships.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR, you know, it's a very unique opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It provides the greatest ROI for a sponsor, for an advertiser.
Mm-hmm.
Utilizing our team, because of its unique composition, it's a marketing platform. It's a huge marketing platform for a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR is the largest sports entertainment venue in the Western Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
So our influence on the demographics that are needed to be brought into NASCAR is mm-hmm. huge. So combining that and with the opportunity, I mean, it's just a win-win situation across the board. But it's very important. Sponsorship keeps the teams on the track. And we all are experiencing, this heavy push to bring in a new sponsor that hasn't been to the sport,
right?
Mm-hmm. Without social media and the fact that we have this huge network, we have television.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR has Fortune 1000 companies mm-hmm. that they do business with. So it's a huge opportunity for companies that are looking to create new business and also utilize the platform, the marketing monster that is behind NASCAR.
Now, it's really interesting when you're on the outside looking in. For instance, during my research, I found out that the tires, when you get to the race, the tires, you don't have to worry about tires. They're provided by Goodyear, correct?
Oh, no. We have to pay for our tires. That is a contingency contract, you know.
So you have to pay for your tires. So Goodyear plays no role in leasing out your tires to you, or?
Oh, no, we have to pay for them. They don't give them to us.
Okay.
Nothing is for free in NASCAR.
Okay, how about the fuel? Is the fuel for free or in NASCAR?
No, we pay for everything.
You need a sponsor.
Yes, I need lots and lots of sponsors.
Because I was reading in my research, which was obviously bad research, because I'm talking to the truth here, because you're going to tell me the truth, is that you have this amazing platform for marketing. Because it's,
yes,
like you said, it's the largest in the Western Hemisphere. It brings the biggest eyeballs. And then you have this team that goes out and tells people about your brand. Your brand's unique. So
yes,
the thing about it is, I want to ask this question. So can you bring, like, for instance, can you bring an African-American brand as a sponsor into a NASCAR car logo?
With absolutely.
Okay. And what benefit would that be for them if their audience is African-American and you know that NASCAR is predominantly white?
We represent our culture. We are a relatable image of mm-hmm. our culture. So that communication is there already. But
right,
it's an opportunity that they might not ever get
mm-hmm.
with being involved with NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, marketing, some teams don't understand the value
right
that our dollar has. We understand that,
mm-hmm.
and we know the power that our dollar has. Look at the Black Panther movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That speaks for itself.
Been nice to have him on your car. That'd been nice to have had him on your car.
Wouldn't it be? February
race, have you going around with the Black Panther on that front hood?
That's okay. We can. That's the nice thing. We can recreate the wheel in NASCAR, so we can give that opportunity to the next movie coming up.
It's gonna come out on Blu-ray. Let's get on over that now. Rwanda, have Rwanda okay on that door. Wakanda on that door. Wakanda on that door. Rwanda. I went from fantasy to reality there.
I love it. And now
each part of the car has value to each logo that goes over there, right?
It does.
Okay, where is the most expensive? This is really good, cool. Where is the most expensive part of the car that you can buy a sponsorship on?
The hood, the television panel, and the rear bumper.
The rear bumper, yeah, because they always show that, because they always show that rear bumper.
Now, yes, and the interior as well, because they're in-car cameras.
Okay, so now with that being said, now you said television panel. What was that? Where was that at?
Television panel is on the side of the vehicle.
Okay, cool. So you see, now you can't. You know, I don't know anything, Melissa. You just throwing out that information. Oh, thank you very much. You know, help me out. Well, help me walk through this. I'm trying to educate people about NASCAR. You the first African American female to jump out there. You know, we don't know nothing.
No, that's not true. That is not true. We are brilliant.
There you go. There you go. Now, with that being said, family role. How does the family support you in all this?
Oh, well, it's a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. You know, two of my sons were my motivation for even going into NASCAR. Mm-hmm. My sons, Eric and Aniko, that's what E2 stands for. It's actually E squared, but, mm-hmm. you know, people don't really get the squared, but it represents my two sons' first initials. But, you know, it's each one teach one. You know, my role was to help my sons fuel their dreams, fuel their passion. And I just kind of happened to wander into this opportunity by wanting to push my children to think outside the box and really, you know, make an investment in yourself.
That's amazing. I want to thank you. Can you come back on my show? You're motivating. You know that already because you're a groundbreaker. And when you get dig out of that snow, I want you to text me so we can talk off air because you're brilliant, fantastic. Absolutely. Keep winning. Melissa, Money Making Conversation loves you.
You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.